Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Welcome to KRL Footy, mate. We'll walk and talk it as we make our way over to the broadcast van. Thank you for joining us pre-game. How have you assessed the opening three rounds? From an outsider's point of view, people may think it's the same old story with North Shore, but how have you assessed it from the coach's box in the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, look, it's been an interesting couple of weeks because we sort of really didn't know what to expect when we're all here. But I think we've taken some really good steps forward. We've had, probably the second game was the best game for the club for a long time, and probably did make the most of our opportunities with kicking goals. And, we had a lot of set shots on goal, but probably didn't nail them. So I think it was three or four goals we ended up getting done by. I think we've taken steps forward. I think we, up until the last couple of minutes last week in the second half, or only a goal down for the second half. So there's a lot of positive signs there, but we just need to continue to take steps forward.
And for the listeners out there too, can you in a nice K-Rock polo too, which is great to see. But personally, how have you found the adjustment when you're coming down from Tassie? How have you found, the club itself and the competition in the small sample size you've had?
Yeah, look, the competition's pretty sharp, and I think it might be close to number one in Victoria, so the competition's been really good. It's probably not as contested as we've got over in Tassie. It's a really tough style of footy over there, but also very quick, but it doesn't seem like you can play that style of footy over here because you get nabbed pretty quick by the umpires, which happens every week, which is good. But I think the style of footy, particularly from the top teams, are really sharp. You know, St Mary's were really good last week and certainly showed us how we probably want to get to with our guys. If that's the benchmark, then we've certainly got something to chase now.
Wendy, thanks for joining us for Harmac Holmes on K-Rock Footy. Last time you came out to Lara, they just joined the GFL before you headed off to Tasmania. It's amazing what changes in around 30-odd years.
Yeah, look, there's buildings up everywhere and grounds. And to be honest, when I was over here, I didn't even know Lara existed because of the playing GFL. And being a young kid, that was probably the only competition that you took any notice of back then when you were younger. And then a few years later, they're playing in the GFL, which was a big surprise for us. But, yeah, there have been lots of changes. And, it's great to be out here. I've never been to this ground before. So, I came out yesterday and had a bit of a sneak peek at it. And, it's an interesting ground, that's for sure.
It's not big, is it? Does that help you guys?
You'd certainly think the way St Mary's ran the ball last week, a smaller ground might be a little bit bit of an advantage for us this week. But I'm not sure that's the case because I haven't really seen a lot of Lara to date. But, I think the in-tight, closer stuff certainly suits us. So hopefully we'll be able to take that to our advantage.
All right, Tyrone Vickery, we've been talking about him now for a fortnight. Can you take us through the genesis of him coming onto the list? We know it's Jason Davenport related with their work together at the Oakley Chargers in the NAB League, but where did the first conversation come from and how's it evolved from there?
Yeah, look, that's where it did come from. Jace certainly had a good rapport with him, and I think he was just itching to get back to play a bit of footy, and I think he went up to Warrnambool to play at his home club for first round.
Yep.
And then he was going to commit to North Shore after that for the games that he could play. And so I think for the next two or three weeks we've got him, which is fantastic. And, I'm not sure whether many people seen him play last week, but geez, he put his body on the line and certainly had a fair crack at it. So it was really pleasing to have him.
Darren, the relationship between you and Nick as co-coaches, how does that work during the week and then on game day?
Yeah, look, most of it is Nick will take training Tuesday and we'll work together on Thursday. And come Saturday, we certainly have a lot of input into setting up the day, and then what we want is Nick to go out and play his game. He'll still have input through the game, but majority of that will be, that's my area, and then we'll certainly go to each other at breaks and that sort of stuff, or if he comes to the bench, we'll have a chat about how it's looking. But it's great to have him on the ground because he certainly gives me a bit of an insight what's happening out on the ground, because sometimes you do miss what's happening on the ground from the bench. It's been really good. A very switched on young man, and I think the club's certainly back to winner there with the next coach coming through.
And I saw your reptile brother over here before. I've had a bit to do with the old Storm, and I see he's floating around again. He's got a good footy brain in his head most of the time.
He has, and sometimes he needs to just play his role as a water boy or the runner and stop coming to me. So, but he was very good last week as the water boy because he pulled up sore from the week before as the runner, and they did have him in some. I'm not sure whether it was a bit of a piss take, but it was certainly interesting to see what he was running around in.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with North Shore co-coach Darren Winter, he's Matt Kershaw on Carroll Footy.
First of all, Windy was one of my favourite players growing up when I was a North Shore junior.
Oh, you suck.
He was.
I like it.
Grew up watching Windy and the boys. But obviously, I'll ask the hard-hitting questions about today and how you're going to win the game today, Windy. Obviously, you know, a key to the game for Lara is going to be Mitch Day up one end.
Yep.
And a key for you guys at the other end is probably going to be Jace Davenport, the way he's playing that hybrid half forward sort of role at the moment. So, in your eyes, where do you think the game can be won and where do you think you're going to win the game?
Yeah, look, I dare say, in the midfield. You know, we've got Vickery in there. He's a very good player. Should give us first use. I don't think we've got anyone to go with Day. He's a big boy, more traditional full forward. So that is certainly a worry for us. We've got a couple of plans around that to maybe fill the hole in, put a bit of pressure up the ground. But I certainly think, you know, with Nick in the middle and, you know, McKenna, these sort of guys, Bell Chambers, Davo, Noah Lever, he's a really good young man. So I think if we can get on top in the middle, hopefully...
Nullify that, yeah.
Yeah, and if we can stop the ball going in there with any fluency, we should be able to rebound it pretty quick.
Debutant today, Darcy Webber, a debutant, is that right?
Yes, he is. Fantastic young man. He's a little bit of a goal sneak, and it's pretty tough. He's only small, but he certainly has a bit of a crack, and just sort of liked the way that he's been playing over the last couple of weeks and thought we'd bring him in to give us a little bit of that, I suppose, excitement with a young kid coming in.
Sad week with the death of Ralph Hayden. Has he been touched on? I know you're wearing black armbands, but have you mentioned Ralph at all to the boys and the impact he's had on the club?
Look, we haven't, but there's been a lot through the week we did, but certainly not today. But, you know, I remember him as a young man coming through and, you know, I think someone mentioned on Facebook that if we needed the TV changed, he was probably the only one who could reach the channel because back in the old days you had to turn it by the knob. So so that was always an interesting thing, seeing the big man go over and turn the TV over. And but yeah, no, sadly missed, and too many sort of North Shore people are passing away at the moment, which is really sad for the club. So, we'll do the best we can to get through.
On a positive note, for those of us, have you still got the Bakehouse in Tassie?
I have, yes.
So for those of us who might be heading over to where we've got to go to, if we're going to Hobart, is that the best way to access you?
Going to Hobart, get to Windy's Bakery, and then if you don't go there too often, you can fit into a large shirt.
You and I have had this discussion. Your polo shirt's probably not the right size.
Old man now, mate. You know, don't fit into the large anymore. But it has been quite exciting, as we did talk about.
There's parts of your, let's go with your pecs, have sort of been protruding a little bit.
Yeah, so I don't like to protrude anymore. So hopefully there's an extra large coming.
Windy, we really appreciate your time. We will talk probably to Dicko post-game. We'll let you off the hook, but really appreciate your time. Great to have you back in the GFL. We have joked, you and I, about how there was no club called South Barwon when you left. You couldn't believe it that Belmont and Barwon had merged.
Yeah, very interesting.
And we don't play footy at Highton anymore.
No, with Leopold in as well, they went about. It's been a big change. So, yeah, look, it's been fantastic to be back. And you know, just seeing people around the club that I hadn't seen for 30 years, it's been very good.
Well, it's good to have you back. Welcome back.
Absolutely.
And good luck today.
Thanks, gents.
Good luck.
Darren Winter joining us this afternoon for Harmac Holmes.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.